This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Right, hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And tacticalholsters.com, when you go to the G-Code website, what you're going to find out is that if you already have the gun, the ammunition, and the magazines, everything else is there. If you need a chest rig, they have it. Belts, they have it. Configured belts, they have it. Holsters of every kind, they got them. Inside the waistband, outside the waistband. And, of course, a way to carry your extra ammunition. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then, one thing that I will cede as a given is that most of the people that are in media are actually very, very smart people. What's amazing is the stupid things they will say. When they seem so intent on taking the square peg and shoving it into the round hole, straight through it. And they... continually, we see this with apologists who try to dig Islam out of its hole, and it gets dug deeper every time there's a terrorist attack. Now, recently, we had the London jihadist attack by Muslim convert Khalid Massoud. There, Globe and failed columnist Doug Saunders proved he missed his calling as a contortionist. He tweeted that Massoud, like the authors of the UK's other big jihadi attacks, was not a Muslim. Born Adrian Elms explained his reasoning in a second tweet. Not Muslim by background. The question is where extremists are coming from. In UK, often Christian families. So, in other words, relevant to Saunders is the faith that Massoud was born into, which he had no choice in, versus the beliefs that he consciously chose to embrace as an adult. So if a godless child of atheists converted to Christianity and committed terrorism, would Saunders blame the act on atheism? He's probably not fond of Ronald Reagan and his policies. Does he blame the Democrats for them? Because Reagan came from a Democratic family and he was one well into adulthood. So obviously, if Christianity was the issue in terrorism, we'd see actual professed Christians committing and claiming these acts, not just Muslims, a few of whom were once Christian. And anyone with a lick of understanding understands this. Here in the United States, when a person becomes a naturalized American, okay, when they actually do it the right way and they take the oath, and it doesn't matter where they come from, which country, which nationality, which background, those are the most vociferous Americans there are, more patriotic than I could possibly be. And I like to consider myself patriotic. Likewise, converts into Islam make the most zealous believers. So who is the more passionate about chess? Someone born to chess-loving parents who's indifferent about the game, or a person who decides as an adult to play it 3 hours a day? The human pretzels abound. They're all over the place. On the Friday edition of HBO's Real Time Heat Street, columnist and former conservative member of the UK Parliament, Louise Mensch, echoed Saunders' rationalization. She then responded to host Bill Maher's statement that Massoud was motivated by his religion, it has nothing to do with Islam, the same way Timothy McVeigh had nothing to do with Roman Catholicism. Aside from how telling it is that jihadi apologists must reach back 22 years for an example of significant non-Muslim domestic terrorism with McVeigh, we're pretty sure his act had nothing to do with Roman Catholicism. McVeigh was an atheist. Another real-time guest, MSNBC host Chris Hayes, responded to a Maher point about there being no Christian armies like ISIS with the IRA just blew up London for 15 years. Sort of tragic that a media personality with that kind of a job would go that way. The Irish Republican Army, as its name suggests, was defined by being Irish Republicans, not Christian, just as the Islamic State is defined by being Islamic. The IRA had three well-defined goals. They sought the end of British rule in Northern Ireland, not the end of other religions. They desired the reunification of Ireland, not the unification of the world under one faith. And they sought the establishment of a republic, not a theocracy. Their terrorists did not scream that Christ is king while committing violence. In fact, many of its early members were those atheist ideologists known as communists. And the IRA was devoted to fighting one government in one place. It wasn't a worldwide movement seeking to subdue all of humanity. So equating the Islamic State is stupid, like I said earlier. Bill Maher deserves credit for standing up to his head head in sand lunacy. But his defense was lacking a little bit. His main response was to point out that the events cited by his pitiful panel were in the past. He also contributed to the problem by citing the Inquisition as also being analogous to Muslim terrorism. But that's like, that's like saying that today's human rights tribunals are also terrorist entities. So realize it's hard to find a civilization that didn't have laws against heresy. Pre-Christian pagan civilizations such as the Romans and the Greeks did. One of the crimes legendary philosopher Socrates was executed for was mocking the gods. Then there was also the Protestant Inquisitions, along with well-known Catholic ones. But consider this. The first Inquisition wasn't instituted until the 12th century. What happened to the heretics for the first 1,100 years of Christian history? They were judged by the government. They'd be brought before the local lord, who likely had little training in law or theology, and who might want to dispose of the case before dinner. So consequently, his judgments were often arbitrary and capricious, and many people were unjustly convicted. So as a response, the church instituted inquisitions, the first being in southern France in 1184, for the purposes of bringing order and justice to the process. People forget that inquisition means inquiry, and that was a tribunal's job, to inquire about the validity of heresy charges. And the result was most defendants were acquitted or received light punishments, and none were executed by the Inquisitions. And that's because heresy was not a capital crime under church law, only under government law. And the now notorious Spanish Inquisition was considered in its time the best-run court in Europe, with jails so good that criminals in state custody were known to purposely blaspheme in order to be transferred to them. So we don't like, here in America, we don't like thought police bodies, but that's not the point. The aforementioned human rights tribunals, which render hate speech judgments, are inquisitions. But I don't think Bill Maher would equate them with the Islamic State. But this whole idea that there has been Christian terrorism, name it. No, don't bring up anecdotal stuff, name it. Give me the historical context, time, and cause, and location. Otherwise, shut up. Okay. There is no Christian analog to this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom, completing Browning's vision of the 1911. Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. I'm not even ready for this. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to FrogLube.com and get yours now. That's FrogLube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is something I cake all over every AR-15 I own, every handgun I own. If it's got metal, it's getting Frog Lube. Check them out, froglube.com. We were told that the multi-year California drought was caused by humans and humans using fossil fuels and humans causing CO2. That was the standard reportage back in 2015. Here we are in 2017. Now the question has to be, well, how did that end? Because we still have, we got more humans, we're still using fossil fuel, and we're still making CO2. Here's an example from a, I'm sure this was solemnly put out by NBC News. We have this. In parched California, rainfall patterns are essentially the same as they were 120 years ago. But humans have made it warmer, and that added heat is driving the state's crippling drought, according to a new study. Warm temperatures dry out soils and cause precipitation to fall as rain rather than snow, thus reducing annual snowpack essential for irrigation, for example. What snow does fall then melts earlier in the spring. Right now in California with the K, they are scrambling to repair the Oroville Dam, now bursting at the seams with water, brought about by some very undrought-like conditions that have not been trumpeted much as the end of the drought. They've lost 20 years worth of water that has just run off and gone into the ocean because they haven't built reservoirs. Now, because of this change in weather, shouldn't we be asking experts in this field like Al Gore and Jerry Brown and Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama? Maybe the reporters could answer this, since they willingly repeat that CO2 and humans cause all climate conditions. The correct answer is that the multi-year drought started and ended the way they always have, cyclically and naturally. We do not control temperature or sea level and storm activity. We can't. We have as much possibility of controlling that as we do the orbit of the Earth or the solar activity itself. And this extends well beyond California, by the way. It's actually a national problem. On November 12, 2009, Gore told The Tonight Show that the Earth was several million degrees 2 kilometers below the surface. He was only off by about 100%, which is about as close as all of his predictions. But normally when somebody is that far off, they're not considered an expert. Now, the reason Gore and others won't debate is because they use a computer model instead of facts to support their theory. The media has been very complicit in the indoctrination and fear-mongering because they never ask questions. They parrot the call of it being settled science. They want to police the government? Well, they could start with the climate change people, because most of them are NGOs, but they want to run to Earth. And here's the thing about this, okay? This is, you know, I'm not trying to... climate change to me would have been one of those things that absolutely wrecked the economy. We would be living in shanty towns very shortly. Your power bills, you can't imagine what your power bill would have been. You can't imagine. Most of us wouldn't have cars. Food. I mean, everything is impacted by climate change legislation, if it were brought about. And that's not because they want to save the Earth. They know the truth about saving the Earth. That's why Leonardo DiCaprio flies everywhere with that gigantic Sasquatch-sized carbon footprint. That's why Al Gore has five houses that are constantly burning lights And he flies around in badly repaired planes doing that kind of stuff, too. That's why they do it. Now, it's getting out there and, you know, getting you to believe that we're going to have... They've made movies after, you know, The Day After Tomorrow and all of these other films and everything. Here's the problem with this. I'm trying to build a YouTube channel, and a lot of the creators on YouTube that I see are much younger than I am. And whether they are here in the United States or whether they are overseas in Europe somewhere, every one of them believes like it is a religious totem in climate change. They all believe that we control that. That's problematic. Because they're all waiting on something to happen. And this is the kind of conditioning that we have to resist. We don't need to be waiting on anything to happen. We need to be taking action to make things happen. Now, when it comes to the economy, okay? Right now, you know, coal. There's a lot of automation in coal. And coal's biggest problem today is not, now that they've been rescued from the Obama EPA, they still have to contend with all of this natural gas here in the United States. That's a problem. That's a problem. Nobody's really talked about that problem very much. But the thing is, coal is a mature technology. Natural gas is a mature technology. All of these carbon-based fuels are mature technologies. Getting out there and wanting to have wind and solar and, you know, hydropower and all that other stuff, until we figure out how to actually make that work and store it, it's not worth pursuing. It's definitely, I mean, it's still in the experimental stage. And that's why it would have been so doggone expensive. But we're going to look at climate change when we get back as the big bad bogeyman, because everybody blames, we're going to look at everything that is like climate change, where they blame all the problems on something. When we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty that you cannot believe. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Daily, we are assailed with a bunch of news stories from a bunch of crybabies. And it's all about the things that Trump can do. Trump causes terror attacks, and he causes nightmares and insomnia and eating binges. Trump has caused Baba Streisand to gain weight. He is omnipotent. And yet he has competition, and that's not Obama, not the deep state. But climate change, that's the new supervillain on the block. And according to the victim of a real election hack, Bernie Sanders, climate change has caused terrorism, just like President Trump. Climate change also leads to severe weather, heat, cold, rain, snow, floods, and droughts, you name it. How long until the sunrise and the sunset are blamed on climate change or the changing seasons? And just when you thought the climate change superhero could do it all, it outdid itself because it caused Brexit and diabetes. Global warming oracle Al Gore recently spoke at an event where he announced the long-anticipated sequel to his 2006 blockbuster hit, An Inconvenient Truth. We shouldn't be seeing a sequel because he predicted an apocalypse within 10 years, so that would have been last year. Maybe his new movie will bump the doomsday clock out a few more years to a more convenient point of no return, like 2020 when Trump will be running for re-election. The former vice president told his audience that Brexit was caused in part by climate change. He notes that extreme weather is creating political instability. The world will find extremely difficult to deal with. Political instability is a new phenomenon, not a recurrent theme in human civilization. Since the days when humans began to govern themselves, it's never happened before, of course. Or that droughts and civil war in the Middle East, rather than being a regional staple since biblical days, are due to Westerners running their air conditioners and driving a gas-guzzling SUV. Gore links the Syrian drought to the refugee influx into the UK and the recent Brexit vote. But wouldn't that drought affect neighboring countries like Israel and Jordan and Turkey? Why aren't those countries sending refugees to Europe? Could ISIS or Syrian dictator Assad have anything to do with the Syrian political instability? Does a Syrian drought cause refugees in Europe to rape or commit acts of terrorism? Mr. Gore's narrative has a bunch of big holes. But when it comes to the climate change mantra, why would you bother with inconvenient truths? Now, what about diabetes? How was that linked to climate change? CNN screamed, is there a link between climate change and diabetes? According to the journal BMJ Open Diabetes, between 1996 and 2009, as outdoor temperatures rose across the United States, so did the prevalence of diabetes. And that's it, settled science. Or is it? Does an association mean causation? Bingo halls might have more ladies with blue hair and dentures compared to a downtown city dance club, but that doesn't mean playing bingo leads to a change in hair color or tooth loss. Now, buried in the sixth paragraph of the article, after five paragraphs of hype, they get around to mentioning causation. Oh, goodness. Who's that? Let's get rid of that right now. They get around to mentioning the causation. However, this observational study simply reveals an association between climate and diabetes, not a causation. Association doesn't mean causation. Diabetes is caused by lifestyle and genes. That means diet or lack of, exercise or lack of, obesity and family history. Not global warming. As a matter of fact, if it's getting hotter, you could lose weight, couldn't you?
Yeah.
The research cited by CNN claims that for every 1 degree Celsius increase in outdoor temperature, there's about a 4% increase in the total diabetes occurrence in the United States per year between 1996 and 2009. What about before 1996 or after 2009? Is it just an interesting association, or is it cause and effect? Now, what if I told you that during a similar time period, the number of people who drowned by falling into a pool correlated with the films that Nicolas Cage appeared in? Or that per capita cheese consumption correlated with the number of people who died by becoming tangled in their bedsheets? You can just look at the graphs and see the correlation. Anyone believe these are cause and effect results rather than interesting but spurious associations? The diabetes temperature link is hypothesized to involve brown fat, which humans burn to generate heat. Warmer temperatures mean people need to burn less brown fat, leading to insulin resistance and more diabetes. But then again, they also say brown fat doesn't have that much of an impact on metabolism in humans. So how is this possible? Most of us now live in a climate-controlled environment, spending time in air-conditioned homes and buildings when it's hot. How glorious can that be? A small average temperature increase affects people only for the few minutes they spend outside. This is conveniently overlooked. Yeah. The people who are outside active aren't obese. Another hypothesis is that climate change threatens the fresh food supply, which may negatively impact the diets of those with diabetes. Maybe. On the other hand, if temperatures are indeed warming, more land becomes fertile, meaning plentiful and inexpensive fruits and vegetables healthier for those prone to or with existing diabetes. So which is it? I'll have to find out about that, Earl. I will look into that for you. Email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. bill@lockandloadradio.com. During normally cooler seasons, warm temperatures get people outside enjoying the warm weather. That was the norm in Denver during March. Hikers and bikers and golfers were out in droves enjoying the warm late winter season. Doesn't exercise reduce the risk of diabetes? Is the climate changing? You bet. It always has. It's always going to. Is human activity contributing and how much? That's not known, but, can corrective human efforts change anything? Doubtful. But that's also all known. All worthy of thoughtful research, but not scaremongering, not public policy. Not at all. None of that. So beware of that. All of you that are going to get the podcast, look down at the bottom and enter to win the Nighthawk Custom Predator 2. I want to give it away. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the second call defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I mean, it works surprisingly well. Check them out at froglube.com. Once again, if you want me to try to maintain the video feed for those of you that take the show that way, email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, because on the 25th that sunsets with Google. There are other ways I could try to do it, which I can endeavor to try to do it. I haven't really pushed it that far, but if that's what you guys would like to have, then I will try to get it done. And if I don't hear from anybody, I'm just going to presume nobody cares, because it is a radio show after all. Rising star constitutional lawyer Timothy Sandifer likes to say that the government confiscates our rights and then sells them back to us. Now, this explains the behind-the-scenes approach of the Alabama Sheriff's Association that they're taking and fighting proposed legislation SB 24 that removes the need for a concealed carry permit, which is the trend now in the United States to go permitless carry. In public, the sheriff's body says that officers would be endangered. But AL.com reporter Cameron Smith got a hold of an email from the association that suggests that their opposition to the bill on officer safety grounds was not the real motivation. He writes, a recent internal email suggests that the Sheriff's Association isn't necessarily negotiating in good faith. An email from Timmons called on sheriffs to contact their legislators if you value your permit fund. He specifically warned against a compromise that would clearly benefit Alabama's gun owners. He said the National Rifle Association will return next time the legislature meets to bring back Jabbo Wagner's Any Country bill and will push for uniform one-call statewide permit fee, if any fee at all. If the Sheriff's Association opposition was primarily a officer safety issue, the Big Push email didn't make it a direct focal point at all. Second, only to taxation, regulation is the most profitable activity of the modern state. bureaucrats empower themselves and extract resources for themselves out of it. And the concealed carry permit political debate in Alabama shows how this factor may be decisive, but go unmentioned in the public discussion. But it's not about officer safety, and it's not about public safety. It's about the Benjamins. Now, recently we heard about this Democratic legislator from Massachusetts who tipped off suspected criminal aliens regarding a coming ICE raid. The fact that she did this and how she did it can be considered a criminal act, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions can prosecute it. Now, this is how it would go, okay? According to the Department of Justice Criminal Resource Manual for Federal Prosecutors, the criminal law makes it an offense for anyone to encourage an alien to reside in the United States when knowing the person's residence will be in violation of law. Aiding and abetting such encouragement or illegal residence is also a federal crime. This just excites me just reading this. It imposes a term of imprisonment up to 5 years in federal prison. Garcetti, out of L.A. Statute reads as follows. A person violates 8 U.S.C. 1324 when he, knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that an alien has come to, entered, or remains in the United States in violation of law, conceals, harbors, or shields from detection, or attempts to conceal, harbor, or shield from detection, such alien in any place, including any building or any means of transportation, or encourages or induces an alien to come to, enter, or reside in the United States, knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that such coming to entry or residence is or will be in violation of law. And that means, or one means of committing that crime is tipping off a suspect about a raid. Time and time again, you'll hear about officers in various ways and means that tip off criminals about a potential raid. After his inauguration, Trump apprised ICE to focus on raiding locations of especially dangerous illegal aliens. And following Trump's orders, ICE began such raids over the last month. And that's when a Democrat legislator decided to take the law into her own hands and add lawless resistance to the so-called resistant groups aligned against President Trump, enforcing the will of voters who elected him. Michelle Dubois of Massachusetts posted on her Facebook page about an ICE raid in Brockton on 328 and the 29th today. You get picked up by ICE, call legal services, blah, 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 all this other stuff. This opens the door to criminal prosecution on three fronts. First, tipping off suspects about the raid itself. Second, advising suspects to take concealment actions that would avoid detection, such as don't go out on the street, don't open the door, but be careful in the days of the raid. Disclosing the likely methods of the raid in the process and enabling concealment for the purposes of continued illegal residency. And third, and most important, using her public office and public platform with its implied access to inside information to validate the raid's probability and the methods and means of evading it. Now, one of the priority areas of the enforcement for the FBI's public corruption unit is combating the threat of public corruption in the area of immigration, especially due to the country's vulnerability to drugs and weapons trafficking, alien smuggling, espionage, and terrorism, which such illegal residency and entry poses. Boston should not need any reminder of the immigrant-inspired terror that they can experience. And given ICE's current focus on the raids on criminal aliens pose a risk to the safety of Americans, this tip-off wasn't for the gardener or for the maid. It was for the dangerous criminal. Now, this is what I will say. And I thought long and hard about this, leftists. No other nation, with the exception of the EU, which is not a nation, but it is another. It's what you guys want to have. No other nation out there exists without borders. And we're going to have borders. And we're going to repel those that try to cross these borders. And we're going to round up those that are here illegally because that is a crime. And we're not going to listen to you as to what is a good crime and a bad crime. And I don't care about undocumented, and I don't care about anything else. Sometimes things just happen. Now, you have a bunch of youth in the inner cities that are killing themselves. They're not getting education. They're not getting jobs. All of this low-income labor that you keep coming. You know, the Democrats do it for the votes. And the Republicans do it for the low-income labor. And none of that is a good enough reason for me. I was in my 20s once. And I was born Caucasian. I was born in a decent family. But in 2017, the difference between the 60s and now should be very apparent. Economic opportunity should exist for everyone. We've gotten past the dark times. Well, except when it behooves you to push it as an agenda. I'm getting tired of seeing Americans killed because there's no economic opportunity and they have to turn to a life of crime. And one of the things that is a precipitor to it is all of these damned illegal aliens taking up every job they can find and sending the money out of the country. You guys are idiots. Back again in 21 hours. You'll have some guest hosts for the rest of the week. Come Monday, I will be back in a new location. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Bye. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.